According to the National Human Trafficking Resource Center, 7% of the human trafficking-related calls to its National Human Trafficking Hotline is coming from Florida. That's put the state in the number three spot, which Attorney General Pam Bondi says has a silver lining.
You heard we're third in the number of calls to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. It's good in a way in that that means a lot of awareness has been brought to it in Florida. So we're receiving a lot of calls.
Bondi, who's made anti-trafficking efforts a main priority, is now the head of the Statewide Council on Human Trafficking, which recently convened for the first time. Made up of various backgrounds, the goal of the 15-member council is to work together to help put an end to human trafficking in Florida.
People think that the majority of these children are undocumented immigrants, and many are, and they are just as much a victim as anyone else. But we're being told that the majority of them are from within our country. A lot of the kids are runaways. A lot of the kids have been bumped from foster home to foster home. A lot of the kids have aged out of foster care and have nowhere to go. They end up in strip clubs. They're immediately addicted to drugs. So to keep them captive.
Building on that, Miami-Dade Assistant State Attorney Susan Dechovitz says she'd like to see legislation that outlines new ways to present evidence that helps prevent further victimization for those trafficked.
We are trying to create other forms of evidence so that when we have a victim who we cannot rely on because of their psychological condition, that we want to develop the cyber evidence. You know that line that is not quite becoming trite yet, but hopefully one day it will. If a girl won't talk, her cell phone will.
Also on the panel is Martin County Sheriff William Snyder, who's a former Republican lawmaker. He helped author legislation in the House in 2011 dealing with human trafficking. Those laws remain on the books today. But Snyder says now Florida's current trafficking statutes need some tightening. He says he'd first like to see increased penalties for those who use the services of trafficked females.
And then the other one we have a tremendous problem with in the a massage industry where I think some of our worst trafficking occurs. We have a hard time based on the solicitation, the wording of the solicitation statute itself is that they really have figured out a way to just go about their business almost impervious to law enforcement by the way they do it.
Others want more of a focus on labor trafficking, not just sex trafficking. And according to Terry Coonan, there's more labor trafficking victims throughout Florida than sex trafficking victims. He's the executive director of Florida State University Center for the Advancement of Human Rights, who Bondi calls the human trafficking guru.
Some of that is due to the nature of labor trafficking. Typically, it is a subcontractor, that is the trafficker, but it is a large U.S. corporation or business, either looking the other way or choosing not to ask too many questions, that goes for the low bid, the low subcontract that actually is based on slave labor. And we continue to see cases throughout our resort and our hotel industries. We continue to see it in agriculture. We see it in restaurants around Florida, a number of places where trafficking continues to thrive.
Still, he says Florida has made some strides, including in the courts, with several convicted traffickers receiving life sentences for their crimes. But he says there are still some gaps that need to be filled, like providing more privileges for trafficking victims advocates who represent victims, as well as allowing victims to sue.
We need to have trafficking victims that have the ability to sue their traffickers for punitive damages. What we understand both here in Florida and around the country is that it's not enough to go after what we might call the low-hanging fruit, the low-level traffickers. We have to work our way up the trafficking chain. We have to get at the assets. And that is very, very true of massage enterprises. It's very, very true of the organized crime syndicates that we're increasingly seeing here in Florida.
And Bondi says what she's heard from the stakeholders so far is encouraging.
What we're trying to do here today is develop a comprehensive program, because you can't just put these victims in a safe house. They need drug counseling. They need medical treatment. They truly need psychological counseling. And they also need to become strong survivors where they can testify at trial and not be scared of these absolute monsters who are capturing them. And so we're going to do everything in our power to lock these monsters up for as long as possible and protect our victims.
Bonnie's next step is to split the 15-member council into three groups, and their next planned meeting is set for later in the fall. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.